Record.
Now?
Yeah, so we are recording, just so I don't forget.
Smart. Okay. I text Kevin.
Okay. You switched locations in your house, Matt.
Me?
Yeah. You usually have that. What is it? A San Francisco Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm facing a different direction. So,
Okay.
I'm at the edge of the table this time. Give Kevin one more minute. Let me try to call him.
You want me to mute you?
Please. Okay, no answer. So we'll just go ahead and do roll call without him. Jeff, is that okay? Yes, sir.
Okay. Chairman Doyle?
Here.
Director Cooper?
Present.
And Director Phillips is absent.
All right. Sounds like we got a quorum. And then how about the introduction of the guests?
And we have Mr. Pat Button on the line, and then our operator Mike Butler is here.
All right, welcome everybody. Let's go ahead and open it up for, well, do we have any adjustments and approval of agenda? We need to do that.
I do have one adjustment. It's when we get to the consent agenda, we actually have to pull, and we can wait till we get there, but I do have to pull the minutes for the regular meeting. I drafted them. I couldn't find them to include in the packet, so I might have to redo them. So that they are not part of the packet.
So is that that? I got two agendas this time, two attachments. One was just the four pager, and then one was the full agenda. Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Was that that?
Well, no, you have the agenda, which I sent out and posted on Thursday, and then the packet came subsequent, but I just put it all together so that someone doesn't have to, they could just download one thing. But unfortunately, when I put the packet together, I couldn't find the minutes. So
we'll add the minutes to the consent agenda.
We'll take it off of the consent agenda, and it'll be on next month's agenda for approval.
Okay, sounds good. Any other adjustments? Okay, let's go ahead and open it up for public comment.
Do we need a motion to 5.2 and 5.3?
You mean an approval of the agenda?
No, I thought you pulled 5.1 off the consent agenda, and I was going to make a motion to approve 5.2 and 5.3.
Well, let's, you want to do that, Raymond, after we do public comment?
Okay, yeah, you're right. I thought public comment was afterwards.
Let's open it up for public comment, and then we'll go to the consent agenda after that.
Perfect.
Chairman Doyle, I'll also note that Director Phillips has arrived.
Sorry, I'm late.
Kevin, welcome. All right, let's go ahead and open it up for public comment.
Just a reminder, Pat, if you do have any comments, you can either use the reactions, the emojis, or if you wanted to raise your hand in the participants, under participants. There's also functions there. It doesn't look like there's any public comment.
No public comment. Okay. no presentations. Item four, let's go to consent agenda. And what I'd like to do is amend that to remove the minutes as stated. And item two, we'll remove the minutes and they'll be on the on next month's agenda. Wait, hold on, Patrick, Pat's got an emoji.
Okay, now I've been unmuted. So are you available for my comments or do
yeah.
I just wait?
Yeah, no, Pat, sorry about that. We were waiting for you to raise your hand and we didn't see it until we saw that emoji. So go ahead.
Oh, I was clicking the unmute button, okay. This has to do with the petition I had circulated last year, and it had been found to be sufficient, and according, it should have gone to the registrar of voters shall certify the results, which they did, and then it'd be sent to the Board of Supervisors on their next meeting. Well, I haven't heard from them, I haven't heard from you guys about what the status is, and whether you tend to go along with some sort of action of where are you on that? Do I have to go back to the registrar and find out what's going on or what?
That is not an agenda item. We can
okay.
Take your comments and we can place sure. them on the
yeah. agenda. Uh-huh. Okay. The other thing is just a constant. Oh, let's see. Here it is. On both of your, on the back of both of your notice of rate increase, you state, keeping in mind the continued strong position of the Durham Irrigation District Board of Directors, that new growth should bear its own costs. Do you guys still believe that? Oh, yeah, well, I guess you don't have to. I guess you don't have to respond to that either. Okay, I guess I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. So let's move on to item five of the of the agenda, the consent agenda. And for this one, we are going to remove item 5.1, which is the minutes, and we'll put that on a subsequent next month's agenda item.
I'll make a motion to approve as as amended.
Got a motion to approve?
I'll go ahead and second that.
We got a second, a motion and a second. let's go ahead and open it up for public comment. Pat, if you have something to say about this, just raise your hand.
And remember, Pat, not mute, but using either the reactions emojis or raising your hand under the participants option.
So those reaction emojis are on the bottom, right?
Yeah, yes.
So, like, that's me raising my hand, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
I don't know whether I should respond. I don't have any comment on that. So if I don't react, then you can go on with your agendas.
Just want to make sure we checked.
All right. Thanks.
So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Cammy, you want to go ahead and take a vote?
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Director Cooper?
Aye.
Chairman Doyle?
Aye.
Passes.
All right. Let's move along to item 6 on the regular agenda, items removed from consent agenda, which we had one, which we'll put on a subsequent 5.1. Let's move on to item 7, general administrative business correspondence.
I wanted to share the email that we got a couple years ago after the campfire. DWR started, they had requested if they could use our wells to test water quality, to kind of monitor if there were any water quality issues resulting from the campfire. And so they've been doing that annually, I believe. And they did coordinate with Mike to get that done. And they sent an email back saying that there were no issues with the water quality. So I just thought I would put just a portion of that email chain in. If you want the whole email chain, I can share it, but this was just the most recent results. So
So do we get anything formal on that?
No, just the email. It was more of a voluntary thing, not something that we were doing to comply with any regulations. They had approached numerous well owners as well as the district to use their wells for testing.
Okay.
So I thought I would share that more. It's just for informational purposes.
It's good news.
Yeah. And then were there any other questions or thoughts?
What about the... nothing else on that one. Have you moved on to B?
I can. Yes. And so I was just sharing this from LAFCO. We don't have to do anything about it. They wanted an alternate public member for the commission. But I did put a note in there that appointees must be a resident and cannot be an officer or employee of the county, city or county or any special district. So none of you could actually be on as an alternate public member. But I just thought I would share that correspondence from LAFCO. And in addition, just noting that we submitted our nominations for the enterprise and non-enterprise, which had included Tom Lando, and I'm forgetting our second nomination.
Larry Bradley.
And unfortunately, Tom Lando is unable to be nominated because of his role at PID. So that one won't count, but Larry's will.
Great.
Jessica, if I can add to that, Larry Bradley has withdrawn, being an enterprise, non-enterprise member, and wants to be simply an alternate non-enterprise member. So that's, you'll probably be getting something from the clerk's office on the ballot showing that. So I forget which one we nominated Bradley for, but he's only interested in the alternate non-enterprise member.
Okay. Did they get enough, suggestions or nominations to fill all the positions?
I didn't hear that. The ballots are out right now.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that, Cammy?
Nope, that was it.
All right, let's go to the water operations business.
So you have Mike's daily log. I don't know if you have any questions on it or if Mike, there were things that you wanted to focus on.
No, I can kind of just go through everything. Let me see here. Sorry, I'm looking at my March log. I don't know why I'm doing that. I met with PG&E because the utility pole there that supplies power to the alley sites, like, it's leaning very hard. It's old and needs to be replaced. And he put in a ticket, a 30-day ticket, but he told me that, you know, it's going to be more like 6 months the way that they're booked right now. So, I mean, at least we got the ticket in. That's all I can really hope for.
And that's the one for PG&E.
Yeah. That's for PG&E to replace. It's their pole. So they have to replace it.
Good.
Yeah. So whenever they reach out to me, we'll get that one replaced. And then, I spoke to Cammy about this today. I'm still working on getting a quote to replace the alley site tank. It's just been like pulling teeth, even with my colleagues over at North State. I don't know if there's just like a breakdown in logistics. I'm guessing that the place that they source their tanks from is probably way, way behind in production. So due to COVID, just like kind of everything else is. So I'm still waiting to hear on that. There's two valves. I've replaced one hand wheel valve that was on the corner of Brown. There's another one that was across the street that needed to be replaced as well. When we dug it up, you know, it was just being strangled by a tree. It was just a big root ball, basically. So we got that out and replaced that valve with no issues. And I responded to, you know, just a couple of customer service calls and got them situated. And then I also had Peterson Cat come and service the auxiliary power at both sites because it had been a while since they had, you know, been looked at. And the alley site was definitely due for an oil change. We got that done. He changed the spark plugs, did everything, said everything looked fine on both the generator and the pump at the Holland site. So, yeah.
Good. What's all the USA requests for?
Some of them's for stump grinding. Sometimes I get it from like PG&E. Let me see on that day. I can't remember. It was a while ago. I can start detailing that if you'd like. I can
I'm good.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Hey, Mike, so you're getting those requests now. So obviously, okay, good.
Yeah. And then that was good.
With the tank replacement, I mean, aside from the cost, I mean, that's an imperative thing that we need to probably focus on this year. Am I correct? Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that we should, focus on that. Should be kind of high on the priority list because honestly, working around it does scare me a little bit just because of horror stories that I've heard. But typically, when they fail, you see a pinhole leak before, you know, there's no just this catastrophic rupturing or anything like that. So we would know, but it is high on the priority list, on my priority list. And I spoke to one of my colleagues. I'm just throwing this out there. This is an official number, but he said it'd probably be somewhere around like 50,000 installed. And, but I wouldn't, that's just for references, like a ballpark figure. That's not an actual estimate. When I have the estimate, I'll present it to you guys. And the other additional cost associated with replacing the tank is the service disconnect that we're going to need to do with PG&E, because we have two lines that are in the way in the alley, and we need to have them disconnect two service lines, one to the alley site itself, and then another to a resident that's near the alley site. That way the trucks can get in there and their cranes can clear the power lines, because the company that I'm trying to go for is going to make a direct replacement. So there will be no like replumbing of anything. It's shut down the site, isolate it, drain the pressure off, take the old tank on, put the new tank on, and done. So that's my plan on that. That's about it.
We lost Cammy.
Okay.
Hold on. Cammy's texting me. Hold on, Mike, 1 second. Let me make sure we lost connection. Trying to reconnect. Hang tight.
Okay.
The office lost internet.
Oh, no.
Hey, Raymond. Oh, we lost Pat, too.
Pat's out.
Hey, when's the Richville road going to be reopened?
Hopefully by the end of the year.
By the end of this year?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why you need to go to Richville?
Well, we're going to Yuba City all the time, and I have to go all the way around.
Oh my gosh!
Really? Yeah, it's a little, it's a little.
All the way to Highway 99. You're like the people in Biggs. I mean, those the people in Biggs are the only ones that are bitching about the road being closed. You think the people in Richville or the people in Nelson would be mad as wet hornets, but no, everybody voted to close the road at all these public meetings we had, and it's the people from Biggs and Kevin Phillips.
You know those Durham people, Raymond. Those Durham people are never happy.
The government workers are never happy. That's what it is. We always like to bitch at other government workers.
Tell Cammy if you could come down to my office and log in.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me tell her that. I'm going to actually call her.
Is that Empire Club? Is that your office?
That's the conference room.
We don't have internet.
Do you want to go down to Raymond's office and connect down there?
I can connect from my phone. As long as you guys don't care to disconnect, it is
just connect to me. Just do the phone.
Just connect via the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Should I stop recording or should I leave a recording so everyone can hear our technical issues? Okay.
She should appear shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to make her a co-host?
If I knew how to do that. Cam, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
Where's Jeff? Is Jeff with you?
Here.
Yeah.
Over here.
I want to turn your video off.
You guys might go no video because you're really bouncing in and out.
Choppy? Okay, hold on. Let me.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna stop your video.
Okay, thank you.
But you're not muted, so you're good to go.
Okay. Good.
Okay, we never stopped recording, Cammy. So still recording. Pat Button has left the meeting.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if you could see that from your screen.
You might go up down there.
See that it's just you, it's just board, Mike, and me and Jeff. So
okay. But we still have a quorum. You still got meeting minutes, and we lost our only public comment. So let's just pick it up from here.
Okay.
Mike, item 8.1C, the coordination begins April 1st. What exactly does that mean?
That's more me. We did get a call from, and I forget his name, from Cal Fire, and he said that he will contact us starting April 1st to set up a hydrant flow testing and maintenance, and he'll coordinate with Mike on that at the beginning of April.
Great. Okay. And what about item D?
Item D is we are
on that item there. Are we buying the parts for all of the repairs, and are we going to have those in stock?
I will have him coordinate with Mike on what we'll need.
Okay, sounds good.
So, yeah, he said he would call on April 1st and just confirm about what their plans are, but that he knew that he would be needing to coordinate with Mike. So I guess we'll just make sure that whatever is needed, we have.
Sounds good.
And I'll put him in touch with Mike as well.
All right. Sounds good. I guess I'd open it up for public comment, but we've got no public, correct?
Yeah, I guess it's good to note that there's no comment or no public.
Okay. What was that, Jeff?
No, he was just saying we still have item D, which is the contract.
Oh, yeah, item D.
And so I am meeting with Mike to discuss the contract, and we will have something for the board to look at and review and hopefully approve next month.
Great.
So
Anything you need from us, or we'll just wait to hear back from you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I will be communicating with Raymond a little bit on that, but more as a just some input, not so much as a committee.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for that. Anything else on that item?
Nope. Nothing for me.
Great, Mike. Thank you very much. Good update. All right, Jeff, attorney report.
Just a quick update. The clerk has referred the question we directed to her to the county council's office. I've heard from the county council's office, and it will be communicating with me sometime, hopefully this month. I also placed a call to the Mike Ramsey, and I haven't heard back from him yet. But the clerk told me that it was confirmed by county council that they haven't had any coordination with Mike Ramsey.
They have not.
They have not. So he can proceed on his own basis if he wishes.
Okay.
So next month, will we need a closed session?
A closed session next month.
Yeah. Raymond or Kevin, any questions?
Nope. No, I'm good.
Anything else, Jeff? Okay, thank you. All right, Cammy, management report.
Just an update on Jeannie and just the onboarding and training. She is doing an excellent job. I am so happy that she is here. Pretty much she's been doing all the daily tasks from entering deposits and payments to just getting things coordinated, made the door hangers for Mike for some of the valve replacements. She's been answering customer calls, and she's even now scheduled a Sequoia training, which she will have, I think it's this week. We've done a round of bills, setting out the water bills together. So she'll do this month's primarily on her own. I'll be here just to oversee in case something goes haywire. So I would say she's doing about 90% of everything, with the exception of the meetings and the minutes. And so she and I schedule kind of a regular Monday call where we just kind of check in. We talk about what she's focusing on during the week, and then she pretty much takes care of everything during the week. So the next thing that we need to do is kind of create a list of the bigger picture items that we've talked about doing with the policy documents and getting the backflow letters out and just all those other items, not the day-to-day. We'll start working on that list and focusing on those things. So I'm just pleased. I can't even tell you how happy I am with Jeannie on board. So it's been great.
It's great. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
What about, I know she was a little nervous of interacting with the public as far as people coming into the office. How has that been?
It hasn't been a problem. We have the extra masks here. I think she realizes now that the traffic, people traffic isn't that much. And so it hasn't been a problem. I will also say that when Butte County opened up the COVID vaccination to public utilities, both Jeannie and I went and got our first shots. So So she's had her first shot. I guess that's a HIPAA thing I just violated, but but so I think that put her mind at ease as well as mine. So I think, I think it hasn't been a problem at all.
Good. Has there been much traffic recently?
No, okay. We just usually get about a handful of people, 5 or 6 people that like to pay in cash and they like to come in, and it hasn't been a problem.
Okay. That's good.
The next item is item B, which is the work state compensation fund wanting the audit information. And so Jeannie pulled together, we created a list. They gave us an extension. Jeannie pulled a majority of that information together, compiled it, and sent it off to them. So if they need, we haven't heard back, which we just, our deadline was yesterday. So if they need additional information from us, we'll provide it, and I'll just kind of keep you up to date as to the progress of that.
Okay.
And then item C, Form 700 statements. I just wanted to remind everyone that they're due April 1st. I don't know if...
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah.
You may be getting it from the clerk's office. If you haven't already. I beg your pardon?
I haven't got it yet, but yeah, I usually do get a reminder or something on there.
So if you don't get it from the clerk's office, then you can always go online and print the copy and fill it and sign it and submit it.
Yeah, I think they even have a fillable PDF version.
Okay. Great.
And then the last item is office hours. So Jeannie is here Monday through Thursday, kind of 9 to 4. We would like to change the Thursday hours, office hours, from 1 to 5 to 9 to 12. She's taking a class. We're hoping that would be okay. It's kind of going back to what my original office hours were when I started. But she's also here other days. So if people show up to make a payment, she is available.
I don't have a problem with it. Just communicating it out and letting everybody know via, you know, all of our systems that we send it out. I guess I'd be fine with it.
Great. I'll just make sure it's posted everywhere. It hasn't been a problem. You know, the weeks that we're busiest with people are the first 2 weeks of the month. Other than that, nobody really comes in.
Okay, well, that works for me. Kevin or Raymond, any issue on your guys' side with that?
Nope, sounds good.
Okay. Okay.
Moving on to Vina GSA.
Sounds good, yeah.
The Vina GSA board meeting was last week on the 10th, and the next board meeting's on April 14th. The meeting was long, as Raymond would tell you. They're primarily right
and
now
painful. And painful.
Long and painful.
I only lasted an hour, Raymond.
Oh my God. And I recall this being, I was told, oh, you can do this. It's only going to be like quarterly meetings at most. Just a little Matt Doyle. Kevin Phillips.
The shoe was going to hit that drop.
Hey, so, I did that one while you were in Hawaii. And I feel your pain. I I don't know what to say. I mean, we got a seat at the board, which is great, but I mean, you get everybody. I mean, that had two agencies on it that night. So there was like, you know, double approvals and double, you know, it just was, I mean, if that's going to be the case, I mean, I don't know if we want to bring somebody on to represent us or what, but I mean, I don't know how you get around it.
I don't know. We just grind through it for right now and we'll see.
And I don't mind helping you out, Raymond, and sharing some of those because I know what you're saying.
Hopefully, so this last one, hopefully what we'll be able to do is the shack should be really covering a lot of the ground there. And I think what happened at this last board meeting is that because of the previous board meeting or the workshop, there were so many questions that came up. And I think that the consultants or the team, the management committee felt that we needed to clarify some items, which then kind of led to another presentation that clarified items. I think a lot of that should occur at the shack. And I'll bring that up at the next management committee meeting. You know, the board isn't really going to make some of those decisions. That, you know, the shack will come forward with what some of their ideas and recommendations are, and the board should just be providing that kind of overview, and approving what the shack kind of comes up with. So today we focused on the shack meeting more on the projects and the PMAs, and now there's a forum online where people can suggest various projects that the GSA can do. And they did discuss some, you know, example projects that people, not things that the consultant wasn't making suggestions, they were just showing the group different ideas of what can be done. So hopefully we'll get some suggestions out there and that's what the shack can kind of focus on. And but they did focus on the timeline, and so there's a lot of work to be done between now and essentially September when it goes to DWR. So there's a lot of work to be done.
It seems like
we're now having meetings to clarify the.
You're having meetings to do what?
We're having meetings to clarify the previous meeting.
Yeah, and also the, you know, adding the Rock Creek debacle or, you know, ongoing saga, it's been kind of, you know, we got a meeting within a meeting and it's tough enough to get a consensus in this group to go forward with, and there's a lot of questions, there's a lot of big decisions that need to happen, and now you have a major constituency within the district battling with themselves, you know, for lack of a better term. I think they're still going through some growing pains here. And now, it seems like that needs to be taken offline until that gets fixed. It seems like we don't need to really go forward because there's really nothing that's going to get done.
Great. I'm just happy that Raymond's our representative.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jeff.
that seems to be the consensus.
Do you remember last time when Raymond was sharing pictures of himself having a beer in Hawaii? I think this is getting even. What do you guys think?
Payback. No, I think I'd like I said, Raymond, I'll take some of those you know, I'll help out as much as I can as well. If you want to flip flop and do some other things, I mean, I should probably listen to that, kind of be in tune with it as well. So I'm willing to share the pain.
Well, I appreciate that. We'll see how it grinds out here the next couple of meetings. I don't want to burden you too, but anyway.
I just wanted
to complain about it a little bit.
We noted that in the minutes.
Duly noted.
Duly noted. all right. Cammie, can we move to director's comments?
Yeah, I have nothing else to add.
Okay. Director comments. Anybody have anything? Kevin, you ready to give your dissertation?
That's right. My resignation, you mean?
No, dissertation.
Oh. Dissertation. I thought you were giving me an out. I can share the pain too if necessary. If you need somebody to pop over to that GSA, I'm sure I probably know all the players over there that are creating havoc. So just let me know, obviously. And with that, thanks everybody for doing a great job, and keep doing good work. Mike's off the line, but I think Mike, Cammie, and Ginny are doing a good job. Keep it up. I really appreciate it. I think the communication to the public when there's shutdowns necessary, I see them. They're well received. I'm not getting any complaints on my side, so that means that you guys are doing a great job on your side.
Yes.
Good. Let those guys know. We're doing a bulk of the work.
Agreed. All right, Raymond, anything on your end?
No, nothing on my end. I think the last couple shutdowns did go extremely well. I just kind of monitoring Facebook and Nextdoor, and I saw more positive comments than negative, and I don't know that I really saw too many negatives.
That's a good thing. And all right, nothing on my end. So with that, I will move to adjourn.
Thank you, guys. Good night. Sorry I was late.
No problem.
All right, all. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Matt, are you able to come sign checks?
Yeah, you want me to do it right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, I'll be down there shortly.
Okay, I'm on my way too.
Okay.
See you guys. Thanks. All right, bye.
You want me to get you a burrito?
Hold on. Sure, just same as you.